It's Vans on Patrol time. It's Vans on Patrol time.
Is the name of the episode, episode 235, and the name of the show is Hellboy, unofficially 2019, but Hellboy is the title of the show, and it's time. I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself, Miss Tiffobot. How are you this week, Tiffobot?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm living a dream. I'm trying to keep an upbeat attitude. It's been raining for 24 hours in my little town, and I feel like I live in Seattle. I just heard some Kurt Cobain music over there just playing in the background and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I'm just tired of this. You know, where's the nice weather? You know, goodness gracious. Anyway, man.
It's nice here today, so.
Oh, so you cannot relate in the littlest.
No, but I prefer a rainy day.
What? Oh boy, yeah. Keep playing that Nirvana. Goodness gracious, what are you talking about? What's up? The sunshine, the outdoors, the hummingbees.
No,
picnic in the park, walk by the lake.
No.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nerd Show.
Yeah, welcome. We're talking about weather today.
Well, we hit it hard with nerd. No, that's total nerd. I prefer the inside. You know.
That's correct. I do not want to see the horrible life-giving sun. Please just put me in a coffin.
What a TV.
Oh, there has to be a TV in there. I'm not going to watch TV.
What's all that noise? It sounds like the Brady Bunch is on or something. Oh, boy. Anyway, man, we have a great show for you, man. We all went to the movies and we went and checked out Hellboy, man. What's his name? David Harbour. And yes. I forgot all about Mila Milošević was in this movie.
Mila Jovovich.
Until halfway through the movie, and I was like, that's who that is. Anyway, we'll get into that a little later. But that's the big daddy for the day, man. We also are going to talk about a little Amazon The Boys news, because we had a little trailer. You know, I think Dwayne is the only one, three of us, that is familiar with this property. Had a little trailer. Now we got a real trailer. And this one is pretty interesting. It's going to be a good talk. Also, nobody cares but me. Krypton Season 2. We got a trailer for that, and I'm forcing you all to watch it. Just to tune in. Oh, and then we got some big-time Suicide Squad news, and so we're going to talk about that. The Suicide Squad has been dominating our news for a couple of weeks now, but that's because of all the gunny action involved in it and you know, all that stuff. So we got that coming. Also, what do you even know? What does Montego? Tiff had to just be petty and come around on it.
Gotta do it.
Listen to our brand new game last week. What does Tiffobot even know? She proved that she knew a lot about Star Wars. But this week is, what does Montego?
More than I knew. More than I thought I knew.
Oh, you did well. Shoot. I was pissed. I was trying to humiliate you, you know. Anyway. So what does Montego even know about, wait for it, anime?
I did feel really mean when I was like, what does he know?
Very little, as I will demonstrate and prove in full fashion today. So we're going to do that. Shit. And I was so wrong last week when I said, Tiff, I don't think Middle West, because we must have been late doing the last Middle West. Mm-hmm. So Middle West number 6 is out, and we're going to take a look at that, because the story has been consistently good, and we got a lot of Serengeti heat on this book this week. So that's we're going to check that out. And then, like I said at the top of the key, Hellboy 2019, we're going to do that. And then we'll be out of here. We're going to let you guys just listen to this and feel good. So saying all that stuff, all that goodness, all that content, are you ready to get it on?
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm so happy, 'cause today found my friends. They're in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, cause so are you.
All right, and we are back. Anyway, that's my radio voice.
Yours is much better. Mine just sounds like I'm very upset.
So, man, what, you know, these are your notes this week, Tiff. What are we doing today? What's up first?
Okay, so we've talked about The Boys, which is going to be a Netflix, or not, sorry, Netflix, Amazon.
What's the difference?
Property. Right. Like, exactly, you got to pay for it. The thing is, I think that the first trailer we had watched was kind of like more like, kind of like a teaser.
A pretty long teaser, though, but yeah.
Yeah, but there wasn't really, like, it was more like, this is what it's about.
Little flashes of this and that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no story, nothing.
So now Amazon has put out a trailer. They call it the not safe for work trailer.
Oh, you're damn right.
Yeah, you should not watch this at work.
No, don't have your kids around either if you watch it.
No, it was kind of intense in a lot of different ways.
For a damn trailer, this was way more than intense, but go ahead.
Yeah. But it's about these, you know, superheroes, and they need to be put into check. So they have these other people, the boys, who come in to do that, right?
Right.
So this is more about the boys.
Yes. If you watch Justice League cartoon back in the 90s, most nerds love that stuff. Justice League Unlimited. Mm-hmm. It's the Justice Gods. That's where the heroes are. They're the Justice Gods. They're the bullies. They're the, you know, they're just pretty in front of the camera is what it looks like to me. What do you think?
Yeah. Like, they're just, in this, you know, I really like this idea because it makes sense to me, but it's like superheroes have attained, and they do this in DC and Marvel, but that they're celebrities.
They're celebrities, and they're also so drunk with power, they feel like they can do anything they want. And somebody crossed the line somewhere along the way, and so there is no line. They don't look like they have a line. Death, applause, it doesn't matter to them, it seems like to me.
Right. So they got this guy who's going to come in, and this trailer, there is some really graphic
violence. Oh, my violence, goodness.
A lot of violence.
Oh, the lady that was getting some head and explode the guy's head. What the hell? Yes. Y'all going to have to see that one. Y'all heard what I just said. I did say that right.
The lady that is correct.
The lady getting head, explode the guy's head. Oh, my goodness. It's pretty graphic.
It's very graphic. But it just, you guys, this does look very good to me.
Oh, and the quality looks movie quality. The special effects look awesome. I got a few negative things to say about it, but really
love to hear you say something negative.
My biggest negative comment about this thing is that, look, I'm a Carl Urban fan. I love to see him and stuff. You know, Carl Urban is just, you know, for some reason, he's had a plenty of leading man opportunities. Judge Dredd, he had a TV show. It was kind of like Minority Report a little bit with robots and stuff like that. And that was excellent. But there's one thing Carl Urban can't do. He can't draw a box office, nor can he keep a show from getting canceled.
Canceled. That's your complaint, is that Carl Urban's going to get the show canceled.
Yeah. Because he's there, canceled. I'm telling you, the dude.
What a weird complaint. What a weird complaint.
He's like, you know, he's like that woman for the summer so-and-so.
Yes. She's like infamously like just touches a show and it dies.
She was in Terminator Chronicles. She was in Serenity. I mean, the lady just, if she come on your show, she was on Arrow for like a couple of shows. I was like, why y'all bring her on here? I was like, y'all go, it's done, man. She comes on the show, it's canceled. I forgot her last name. It's hard to say, but fans of nerds know who I'm talking about. Summer will cancel your show in 5 minutes, man. Just put her on the show. She's hot. She's cute. She can act. Cancel. Carl Urban, ain't no money coming to the table. Cancel. You know, the show canceled. Something about him, you know, he can play Scotty. Character actor. Perfect character actor, too. I think he's a fine leading man, but nope, you better get out of here. So
It's weird because it's not really a complaint about the show.
No, it's not about the show. And guess what, Tiff? Carl Urban looks great in this trailer. You know what I'm saying?
He does. He really does.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, but he's going to kill the show.
100%. Oh, my God. Well, we'll see. I mean, there's a little bit more leeway with Amazon because, but at the same time, as we've seen, they're also ruthless.
Ruthless.
Like, we'll cancel your ass.
In a heartbeat. They have to cast all happy popping bottles, and before the show come out, poof.
You're like, oh, I'm sorry. This show sucks.
Right. You guys.
We're pulling it.
Yeah. Don't come back next week. I mean, for recording. We're going to. That's it. <You're> like, shit. Go ask Michael Coulter.
Go ask,
what's his name? Cox. Go ask all those Marvel superhero dudes. But it looks great. The violence, I hope the violence isn't, you know, I like my superheroes clean, Tiff.
I know, but this is maybe not for you then.
Well, no. I have to identify who the real heroes is on this, and it's not going to be the capes. That's
correct. But this other people probably don't seem so
superheroes.
Clean either.
No, they don't, but you know. So if I identify with the non-capes, I should be fine. But if I go in there like I did with the loser superheroes with the smiley faces, you know.
The Watchmen.
If I go in there looking for some superheroes like I did that and they're all losers, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so depressed. I don't like my heroes dirty, man. You know, I just don't. nice clean superhero, Tiff. Just nice and clean and wholesome.
I know. You're such... You know? You're so weird.
Well, I like Batman.
Mr. Button to the top.
Yeah, that's right. Button that all the way to the top. But I do like Batman, man, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't really count. And we all know it doesn't count.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't count.
He's pretty grimy.
Oh, my God. You know? See, that's the thing. If you think Batman...
In the comics.
Grimy.
Batman in the comics is pretty grimy. Yes.
No.
Yeah. He'll do everything to kill you.
Christ. Guys, I just don't even know what to say.
I'm just saying. So you're all in, Tiff. You might watch this without even prompting.
I really am excited to watch this.
Yeah, it looks pretty good, Tiff. No complaints here other than, dude, I like you, Carl Urban, but you're the Black Plague. You and Summer, you're right there with her, man. You know, so. Put signs up in Hollywood. Keep these people away from your back lot, you know, so. So I'm interested. I know Dwayne was talking about it before both of us. So anyway.
Yeah.
So what else we got going on?
So I put this in here just for you, and we've already talked about it at the top. But you are the only man, the only person watching Krypton.
Oh no. You know something? I'm gonna just dispel all that. I was on Superhero Speak, and those guys, they're watching Krypton, man. You know, they're watching
that
Krypton.
Makes sense, though.
Yeah, because they're super capey, you know.
Yeah, very capey.
Yeah, so, yeah. Just so y'all know, because I'm now affiliated with the Nielsen rating system, you know, I'm...
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting on the board of the Nielsen rating system, so I'm the gatekeeper now of what's coming, going to be renewed and stuff, so y'all get ready for 7 seasons of Krypton, Jack, because they coming, Tiffobot. Approved. Approved.
This one, yeah.
Approved. And approved.
I love that.
And they just had the guy on some skis and he jumped over that shark and approved.
Approved.
Indeed. I like Krypton.
Oh my God.
I don't care.
I want to be on the... I want to make a Nielsen rating. I don't watch enough TV.
Oh.
I mean, I do, but not the... Cape, you know.
Tiff, my whole life I've been like, who are these people just destroying my shows? You know,
now it's you. You're the people.
Oh, I didn't get a chance yet, but it's coming. I'm all in there. It's coming.
Drunk with power.
I am canceling all the shows where no special effects exist. All cop shows are now hereby canceled.
Oh my God!
Nurse and doctor shows are hereby canceled.
Oh my God.
Yes, I could. Yeah, that's a happy place, you know. I'm telling you.
For me, it is, yeah.
Shoot, you know, how long has cop shows and doctor shows been on TV? Probably
Get
since it's been
off
TV.
TV.
I know. And then we're going to throw in a special lawyer show, too. And then we're going to combine the two.
Oh, Jesus. Like, have they done like a doctor cop lawyer show?
Oh, no.
They should.
Law and Order. starts off with
that's
cops.
Dr. Cop Lawyer.
Oh, not doctor, but cops and lawyers, because they start off with the...
Yes, right.
Well, and it then is Dr. Cop, because it's always a murder. And then the cops go to the ME, and the ME is a doctor, and she gives this long speech. And then they go out, and then, those characters go away, and they're in the courtroom for the second half. It's been a formula for since 1990. Ain't that something? The show's still on.
It's so boring.
It's actually pretty good, but then...
Oh, okay. The truth comes out. That's the reality.
I watched it back in the day, but then you get to a point, you was like, damn, it's the same formula, you know? What I used to like about it is that sometimes the cops lost, you know, and the criminal walked away from court like, ha-ha, I won. They would just be like, shit, you know? So that was pretty cool. But back to Krypton, Tiff.
So I'm sorry. We got very distracted by shitty TV. But speaking of shitty TV, I'm just kidding. I never watched Krypton. So what did you – okay. You can totally ask me what I think about this trailer, but I feel like you are the expert, so I want to ask you what you think about the trailer.
Okay, first of all, I like Superman's granddaddy with the beard. You know, for some reasons, you know, this decade is the year of the beard. You know, so he didn't look like that last season, and he looked extremely young. He's supposed to be Kal-El's grandfather on Krypton way before the planet explodes, but the coming of the explosion of the planet is brewing all the way back here. You know, and. Mm-hmm. General Zod, our General Zod that we know, who happens to be a black fellow on this show, ends up time traveling back to Krypton. So all kind of shit is happening. He's like kind of like taking over the government. So it kind of brings that robust story of how corrupt General Zod was. You know what I'm saying? And when Superman finally comes, you know, the movie starts, the original Superman story.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, you know, General Zod, you know, he was three criminals. So this is him doing his criminal stuff. And so then Doomsday is a weapon. And they.
Yes, which I saw Doomsday.
Yeah, and it looks like it looked better. Tiff.
It did look better than the fucking movie.
You're right, Tiff. It looked way better than the movie.
Okay, and here's the thing. I'm not saying that they didn't put a lot of effort into it on the show, because they clearly did, but you can tell that it's not like they didn't spend a lot of money on it. They just did it, and it looks good.
It looks like the movie should have, and everybody would have been happy. There would have been no complaints about that Doomsday, because it's like, yes, y'all get it. So they didn't make the mistake, and then they surprised everybody, and they got a clip of Lobo in there, and
Lobo.
Other than the Australian accent, you know, which I don't like, because everybody on this show, this show has to be filmed overseas, because it's only one American on the whole show. One.
Oh, okay.
And that's the guy playing Strange. So he's American, but everybody is, you know, straight from someplace else on that show. And so I guess to be consistent, they brought Lobo in acting like the main man. He looks like the main man. He's talking shit, and that's great. But then he, you know, he's like, good day, mate. And I'm like, uh-oh. The main man is here. I'm like, okay. So that's the only thing I didn't like about it. But Krypton, man, I'm telling you, Krypton is so clever, because they obviously don't have a bunch of cash, but the directors have been good enough to create a world that looks huge by using everyday things and cheap sets and minor special effects, and giving you something that's dope, man, something that you want to see. And so, you know, I'm in love with Krypton. Season one was great. I can't wait to season two. But you can't go in there expecting, like, because it do sometimes, some of the scenes look soap opera-ish. You know, you like, it's low budget. You know, it's not like, they spent a lot of money on this.
All sci-fi shit looks like that.
All sci-fi stuff looks like that. You're right. But, you know, like, I remember when Game of Thrones came on, I was in awe at the budget, you know, just from the very first show.
I don't think we should talk about Game of Thrones, because it doesn't really factor into the same...
No, it don't. I just mentioned that, you know, cinematography was just ridiculous on that show from the very first season. So, you know.
Yeah. And you, it's a bit, everybody and their mom loves Game of Thrones.
Yeah, which kind of bothers me, because I think they're fake fans anyway, but.
Oh my God. Montego will fight all of
them. I think, you know, when stuff catches on and gets hot, I don't like it. You know?
Oh, don't be one of those people.
Well, I'm just saying. And speaking of Game of Thrones, I did catch up. You know, I haven't watched it in I hadn't watched it in a couple years. But last week, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to catch up. But I didn't watch the season premiere. I think I might wait till the whole thing is over with again. because it was so nice just watching it without waiting for the next week. Man, it was
You're gonna get spoiled.
I didn't care. Like,
oh, okay, that's fair.
I didn't care the last time, and so I watched it last week, and I enjoyed it so much. You know, I was like, man, this was cool. Next one, over. And I was like, yeah, that's what I don't like about the show. I gotta wait. You know, so I didn't watch the season premiere. But anyway, what are you thinking, novice Kryptonian, on this thing here?
Yes. Okay. So when I watched it, mm-hmm. I think it doesn't look bad. No. Like it doesn't bother me to like. Sometimes when I watch trailer, I'm like, ugh.
Especially sci-fi stuff, right?
Yeah. But I used to watch some sci-fi shows, so I can't judge. When I watch this trailer, I'm like, here's what I would say. I am not going to go watch this show.
Of course you're not.
I'm not going to. I'm sorry. It's not that intriguing to me. However, what I will say, and I think this is a mark of how good it is, if I was sitting on the couch and it came on, I might not change the channel. Do you know what I mean?
Damn, but I'm still going to vacuum the floor.
No. Okay, here's how I can tell sometimes. You guys, to be honest, cable television is full of garbage.
It is. That's true.
So, like, and I don't have cable television, but my dad does. So sometimes when I'm at my dad's house and everyone has gone to sleep and I'm still awake because I can't sleep, I will turn on the cable television to see what's showing, what's on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the answer is nothing. So when I say that, like, if I was scrolling through the cable guide, the guide part of your satellite or whatever, and I saw Krypton, I would probably stop and watch it because it would be better than a lot of the other options.
I can understand that. I tell you, my biggest problem with cable television is that the freaking commercials, you know, just you start getting into something and there's another commercial and then a commercial. And then after about 5 minutes, they come back and another commercial and you're like, whoa, this is going to take forever to watch this movie.
And then they fucking like, well, like if it's a show or even especially bad reality television, they fucking recap what happened right before the commercial. I'm like, I was here, motherfucker.
Oh yeah. They'd be like, Sheila, she was in the bathroom. No. Goes to a commercial and comes back and it says, Sheila, she was in the bathroom. Don't.
Yes, you're like, I was here.
But you know where you can really tell that real bad? My daughter watched like silly reality TV shows like Cupcake Wars and stuff like that. Yeah. But she watches them on Netflix. And so yes, when you're watching
them, they go back to back. There's no commercial. So it's like,
so bad.
I know. Fucking jeez.
Anyway, I'm excited. It comes out in June.
Oh, that's kind of far away. Well, no, it's not. I guess it's April. It's April now.
Yeah, and the boys come out in July.
I know, because I'm sad about that.
Yeah. And it was big news this week. They moved Spider-Man up a whole 2 days. Don't ask me why. They had to announce it.
They always have some kind of stupid reason. They're just like, well, because we did a calculated formula and it turns out that people who eat popcorn are more likely to watch a movie on Saturday. And you're like, what the fuck? Who cares?
Right. Yes.
It's going to make money, first of all, so you shouldn't be worried.
Right.
But other than that, you're not going to, like, if there was a problem, which is like usually what people like try to change the movie schedule release.
Right.
You're not going to fix it by moving it.
No.
You're not going to.
Yeah, you know, they made a big announcement. Spider-Man gets a new release date. I'm like, oh, what they doing? It's been moved up. I said, okay. 2 days. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. I wasn't going to see it in the first 4 or 5 days, so it don't matter, you know. Shoot.
Right.
So, anyway, man, I'm interested. What else we got, Tiff? We can get off of Krypton.
So our little last piece of news.
Nobody cares.
I feel like this is a sad piece of news. Not sad as far as content, but just sad like, who cares? Do you care about that? Okay, so here's the what we're talking about, people. John Cena is going to be in the Suicide Squad sequel. This says spied for, but I think it's since been confirmed.
Yeah, but I think what's up in the air is exactly who he's going to play. Like, I think the director tweeted some characters, but the characters are supposed to like be completely covered up and stuff like that. And so, you know, I don't know if people care, but when I first saw it, you know, since Kidman is not going to be in the movie playing Flag anymore, Colonel Flag, mm-hmm. I said, man, he's actually a perfect Colonel Flag, especially the character that he played in Bumblebee. That's
That's
Flag, man. I mean, but that is Flag. And I was like, wow, he would be a perfect Flag. But apparently, unless the director is just doing that stuff to throw people off, you know what I'm saying? He already got the Boy Scout look. Flag looks like that in the cartoon and the comics, you know what I'm saying? And he played that role in Bumblebee. And so I was like, that's what they should do. I think they might just be doing some misdirection, Tiff. I think he's Flag. The hell with whatever.
I mean, they probably do that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not big news, but it's still, I guess it's cool. I will say this, that movie is like the first one jammed it with a lot of big names too, and it still was just okay. It wasn't as bad as everybody
else
said.
But I think that this time we know that James Gunn's going to be doing it, and we're going to be blessed by, I think, a really good
movie. And check out DC. You know, we like Shazam, you know, we liked.
We love Shazam, let's be honest. By we, I mean me.
Yeah, well, I really, really, really like Shazam.
I don't want to even talk about love. Get out of here. I love Shazam.
We loved Wonder Woman. You know, Wonder Woman was really good, and it was something else. DC, their recent stuff. I think they might.
You liked Aquaman. That's what you were gonna say. Aquaman sucks.
Aquaman was okay. It had a lot of problems, you know, but it's still. I like that they're not really taking themselves that seriously anymore. You know, with the universe before, you know, with you got a Superman who don't even smile. What the hell? You know what I'm saying? So
is it too soon to say that maybe we're making a turn in the DC universe?
Well, they had to. If they wanted to keep doing these super friends, see, and that's what they should have been trying to do all along. You had Marvel fighting each other. They should have been like, we ought to just do the damn live action super friends.
Right, we're friends.
Yeah, we're buddies, you know, and people would have been like, yeah, this is what I want. I don't want my superheroes beating the shit out of each other, you know.
Who wants that? So I want to say something about this, though.
Yes.
About specifically. So recently, I watched we watched this thing on YouTube called the Jimquisition. It's Jim Sterling he just talks about stuff, mostly video games. But one of the things that he talked about recently was wrestling.
Okay.
And how the World Wrestling Federation it wasn't Jim Sterling. It was on Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
Okay.
Sorry. How the Wrestling Federation, like, doesn't really treat its wrestlers that well.
Oh, okay.
And, like, a bunch of other stuff. And it made me feel really bad for people who weren't, like, John Cena or The Rock, who were able to, like, take their fame and, like, move out into, like, acting.
Uh-huh. I see.
So, like, seeing it, I'm just like, seeing you kind of makes me feel sad for all the other people who are, like, not
getting
your same position.
Yeah. I'm not a wrestling fan, and
I'm not a wrestling fan either, but like I might post a link to this because it's very interesting.
Really?
You guys should watch it.
Okay, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll check it out. We'll see what's going on there. You know, they still get an opportunity, you know, but yeah, you got so many, I don't know, man, in any career, there's a lot of risk, you know, and. Yes.
Well, they don't get health insurance.
Well, neither does no sports. No one in sports gets health insurance. Nobody, you know. So, something to think about. You know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why most of these. I've read an article once saying like 90% of sports athletes die in destitution. Man, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Destitution, not poor. You know, like nothing. You know, because their spending habits are so big when they are making money. And then they forget about all that health care that it just, you know, something, no health insurance can wipe you out in a weekend, you know?
Yeah.
$30,000 for this and you paying out of pocket? Shit.
Damn.
You know? Shoot. That MRI.
It's not right. It's not right.
No. So anyway, man.
Do you want to move on to something happier? Do you want to talk about our social media?
Oh, that's very happy. I'll definitely talk about it on social media. So, man, for everything Fans of Patrol, go to fansofpatrol.com. You can find everything on that website that we deal with pretty much, and well, almost everything. We don't have links to stuff like Podcoin and all our listen, not every single listening devices, but I'm changing that. And I did start changing it, so I know I've been saying that, but you know, I'm actually doing it now.
I saw it.
So you can send us emails to fans@fansofpatrol.com. That way you can do your complaining or your attaboys and all that other stuff. You know, anything you want to do. You can go to us. You can get us on social media, man. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And all of that is at Fans of Patrol. So easy. So easy. So we're also all on our listening devices. We're what? Stitcher, Satchel, Google Play, Podbeam, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We really like that. And Podcoin, because they pay you coin. You can also get us on Podknife and some other places. I'm sure that they're not giving us recognition, but probably, you know, making money off our show. So we're going to find you and we're going to kill you. I'm just playing. Anyway.
Excellent.
So you leave us a review on any of those things. We'll look for it. We'll check it out. When we see it, we will shout you out on the air. Tiff about to do it personally, you know? So
yeah, you guys want to hear me talk about you.
Right, in a good way.
What if I say something? How about, you know, we've been offering me to give you something nice, but how about you give me a review and I will say something mean about you?
Oh, shit. Put it on. So just some quick shout outs to some of those our people, like Victor Abraham, man, always, you know, dropping us a line. You know, Mark from Emotions and Shit. What's up, Chief? Just saw you this week. And I shouldn't have started this because then I start forgetting everybody else who I dealt with. Shout out to Joey DiCarlo, man. You know, shout out to Gorilla Podcast. Shout out to Superhero Speak, man. So anyway, man, I don't have any more shout outs. So shout out to Liza, man. Hey, Liza.
Yeah, and my brother, Sean.
Yeah, Sean Ballou. Hey, Liza, get your cheeks back on the show. We ain't seen you in a while.
Yeah, come on the show. She wants to. She's ready.
She's a movie creator, man. We all know she actually got a real life.
She's doing
stuff. Not a loser like us, you know, so. I can't wait for the movie. We going to the premiere. Anyway. I think that's it, Tiffle.
All right, that's it.
All right.
Time for a break.
We're going to take a break, and we will be right back. All right, man, we're back. Time to get serious. It's a new segment here. What does so-and-so even know? So this week is, what does Montego even know about anime? And so if you didn't listen to the show last week, this is Tiffobot's revenge. She had to do a little flippy. It's her turn to do show notes. And so, you know, now it's my turn to squirm and try to see if I can find the answers of how much anime do I know. We are, if you listen to the show, you know it's limited. I got a couple of favorites, but that's about it, Jack. So I'm going to have to really concentrate here.
This might be
here.
Too hard. I tried to make it easy.
Oh, shit. So Tiffobot is going to slaughter me and just have me getting a buzzer to hold next few minutes. But it's fine. Tiffobot, take it away.
All right. So our first question is, what popular director brought movies like Spirited Away, God, Princess Mononoke, and My Neighbor Totoro?
Oh, Jesus. And there's no multiple choice.
No.
His name is Ishiro Nakamoto.
I love the fact that you tried to guess just a Japanese name, and you did a good job. You did a really good job. That is a Japanese name. However, that is not true. This Miyazaki is a Oscar-winning director.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, here's something. Maybe
I was familiar with. I've heard of Spirited Away before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm proud of you. Proud of you for hearing about it. Okay. So the next question, if you're not going to get that one, it doesn't bode well for the rest of these questions.
So you went deep. That's a deep dive. Go ahead.
Okay. This popular mecha anime,
mm-hmm,
in which child pilots fight monsters called angels is coming to Netflix.
Mm.
Can you name it? It's a very, very famous anime.
Is it the movie we... sorry, my phone. Is that an anime we just saw? A Battle Angel? Attila Battle Angel? Is that a name?
No.
Okay, I know that's anime.
Yes, yeah. See, you guys, he knows things.
Right.
It is Neon Genesis Evangelion. Have you heard of that?
Never, ever.
Not once, never once.
Never, ever.
So the next question is, most anime are based on Japanese comics, and Japanese comics are called what?
Manga.
Yes. See, there we go. We did it. I'm a genius.
I got one. We got one.
Without anime. okay.
Oh, boy.
This anime, which is a style of anime known as a space opera, stars Spike Spiegel.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yes.
Oh shit! I got two.
Yes. Okay. All right. This is kind of fun because you really, because when I'm doing the questions, I want you to get them right.
I guess I didn't really know. I guess.
Oh my god! You should have said anything. You could have fooled us all because it was such a confident answer. Okay. And my last question I have for you.
All right. Here we go.
Since we've already discussed manga.
Mm-hmm.
This very famous manga magazine is the home of very popular manga such as Naruto, Yu-Gi-Oh, One Punch Man, Dragon Ball Z, uh-huh. One Piece. Can you name that magazine?
Machinima.
Oh my god. I love that you just make shit up.
No, that's an app. Machinima is
yes, you're right. That is okay. No, it is called Shonen Jump. Have you ever heard of Shonen Jump?
Never.
What the fuck? Okay, you guys.
Ever.
I did not do this to be mean. I tried my hardest to think of things I thought he might know. However, 2 out of 5 ain't bad.
That ain't bad, man. I thought it was 2 out of 2, but that's fine. That's why I did a little worse than I thought I did. Still an F.
So good job.
Oh, shoot. That was hard.
The answer is, so now I think maybe at the end of this game, we should make a proclamation, which is, what does Montego even know about... last week it could have been, what does Tiffobot even know about Star Wars? And the answer is more than she thought.
A whole lot.
And then
lot.
This week it could be, what does Montego even know about anime?
Next to nothing.
Not that much.
Oh, shoot. Oh, boy. Epic fail, you know, so it's cool.
No, I think that would like give you like, what was that, a D? And then you could still play sports.
Oh, not in Ohio.
Really?
They just fix your grades, so you. So I'll take that beat down, and we'll move on to the very next segment because that was rough. So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with our comic, Middle West. We'll be right back. Alright man, back to the continuing story of one of the comics we've been following, Middle West. If you were here last week, what did we do last week? We did a fresh one-shotter. We did a Shazam, because it was Shazam week. So this week, man, we're doing Middle West, number 6, and Tiffobot, take it away.
Okay, as with every week we talk about, this is by Scotty Young, art by Jorge Corona, and colors by Jean-Francois Ballou. And in this installment, we see that the wizard has been, the first wizard that we encounter has been attacked, basically.
I think that was by Jebediah.
Yes. And so they are going to go and talk to, my brain is not working. Abel. They want to move the circus along, away from Jebediah, because his father is after him, basically, is what they find out.
Hey, Tiff, I don't remember the dad attacking Jebediah.
Yeah, he came and he was like, it cut. So it showed him like being like, where's, you know,
yes,
Abel?
That's okay. Okay. I thought I was crazy. Okay. So that's
no.
all. Okay.
And then I just cut to this part.
And so he whooped his cheeks. Go ahead.
Yep. And so we kind of see that Abel's really happy. He finally has like, he kind of find his place in the world. Like he feels like he belongs at this circus, and he feels like he kind of has like a second family now.
Yes.
It's very sweet. This is a very touching episode. So we kind of find out that little girl is his age.
Yeah. She's a girl. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a child. And then are they falling in love with each other? Who knows?
Yeah. Well, the lady picked up on something. That's for sure.
But she was kind of saying, don't, because you're not her type. Whatever that means. And then she's like, okay, you've grown. Cause you can see, and like this comic does a really good job of showing you that he has kind of grown. He's become like more stable and happy. And
it just needed some music to go along with this montage.
Yeah, a little montage.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I think you're ready for me to like kind of help you with your problem. We're going to start working on your problem, his little anger problem. So they go into his memories, but then it turns out that it's too much for him to handle. And he loses control, and we kind of end with him being his scary tornado self.
Yeah, and I was so impressed.
Were you shocked when it said, okay, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was pretty impressed that when they went into the kid's memories and they showed the mom that he's a biracial kid, you know, the mom mm-hmm. is, I was like, wow, I didn't see that at all, you know, and this comic is so progressive because all the characters are like a rainbow, you know what I'm saying? I like that so yeah. much. So, yeah, go ahead.
So were you shocked when he said that they'd been doing that for 12 hours?
I liked it because sometimes
I was like, what?
Sometimes they do stuff like that and then I was only going for a second, you know. It was the inverse of that, you know. They were seemed like they were only in there for seconds and they were actually gone like damn near half a day, you know. And so an entire day, you know. So yeah, that was cool though. I dug it.
Yeah.
But then the kid I don't understand this power thing. What's happening? What's up with the dad and this little boy? Because he was full-blown.
I think it's emotions, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what's the trigger. But who the hell are they? What the hell are they? You know, what? Why is this happening? You know?
And did you see that, like, in the memories, we saw what was maybe I assumed to be Jebediah's father?
I didn't know who that guy was. The guy he was.
I kind of assumed it was his dad.
He was confronting or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know what. I was like, well, it's deeper. You know, and then why is the dad turn into such a dick? You know, what happened to him?
I think that we have a lot more to discover about this comic book, but I will say that, like, again, love it. It's great.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
It's just more. This is another one of those ones where we talked about one earlier that was more like we needed to establish some stuff, and we established, and then we got to a, I guess I would say, juicier bit at the end where, like, and this comic does a good job of, like, I feel anxious for what's going to happen.
I'm going to tell you what I like about it is that they're not trying to be so clever that they want to bring in multiple stories. Most comics, most TV, most movies, I have three or four stories going on simultaneously with the different characters and stuff. And, you know, they try to get you to care about this character. They're not doing it. They're focusing solely on Abel. And I think that's a great thing because, the stories get lost with that. It can be masterfully done, but you just don't want to see it every time you open up a book or every time you look at a TV show or a movie. You want to see some focus, and this story has been focused, and I think that's, you know, a pretty groovy thing.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do too. It's great. I would highly recommend it. Right. I know we've said that this whole time. Just pick it up. Like we said, I'm pretty sure that the first compendium is either coming out very soon or is already out, so you can catch up that way, but it's a really great book.
Yep. And with that, man, we're going to take our toys and we're going to go to the next segment, man. It's good. So Middle West. So next week, man. Forgive me.
What do you think of next week?
Next week, we need to catch up on probably Old Man Logan. Dead Man Logan.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
So we'll slide on back to Dead Man Logan and we'll see how far behind and see if we need to do multiple episodes because we don't want to get too damn far behind, you know, because it's a good series and only 12 of them. So we're gonna do that next week, and for now, man, we're gonna hunker down here. We're gonna, you know, get all our little salt and throw it around us and protect ourselves from demons and spirits. And we're gonna get into the main topic, Hellboy 2019. We will be right back. All right, man, it's time for that gritty red band trailer, rated R, 2 hour film action adventure.
2 hours, exactly.
2 hours action adventure fantasy horror. Hellboy, starring David Harbour, Mila Jovovich, is that her name?
Jovovich.
Ian McShane, everybody's favorite. Sasha Lane, who I wasn't familiar with. And I'm not gonna let y'all do this to me. Hey, Thomas William Church was in this. Is that his name?
Thomas Hayden Church.
Hayden Church, right. What's your boy's name? You just said his name and I forgot.
Daniel
Day Kim. See, they didn't move this stuff, so I gotta look for the people who matter in this thing. So, a lot of other people was in this movie. But we've been talking about this one for a while. We've been looking for this one. We've been seeing trailers, and it's been looking very hell boyish. And so I don't know how the movie is doing because you released it directly after a Big Daddy that came out the week before Shazam. So you got people piling into the movie for that. And so I don't know, man. So before we get started, man, we're going to hit everybody's favorite one word.
All right.
Tiff, one word. What you got for this 2019 Hellboy?
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Disappointing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to hit you with demonic.
That's kind of, I see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So we just go and hit them spoilers. We already said who was in the flick. There's some issues that just kind of get inexcusable in my opinion.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's get it on. And
okay.
So this is based on a graphic novel. I think I'm gonna say this. I think this film rendition of it was morally had the feel of the comic book, and I haven't read many, but I have read some. And it really had, in my opinion, that Hellboy feel, you know, where his presence was jarring to people, but just not this secret, you know, that nobody knows. You know, it's not like he doesn't come out in the comics and stuff. But I remember in the Ron Perlman films, he was like a big secret and nobody knew, you know.
Right.
So starts off with a star, right? He's in Mexico, I believe.
Yes.
And
well, actually, doesn't it start, the very first thing we see is the witches. We get a little backstory about.
Oh yeah, they do Nimue. They do the big old thing, King Arthur, and how they.
Yeah,
had
it's a big to do.
Right, you know how she was the witch, and they had this deal, and King Arthur was a jerk and went back on the deal. He was supposed to be surrendering, cut her up in little pieces, and as soon as this stuff started, Tiff, I was like, oh shit. We in for a movie here.
Oh, God. As soon as it for me, I was like, oh, no.
Why, Tiffelbot?
Because I'm just like, it's a little cheesy. Like, okay, so one of my main complaints about this movie, and I can say it right up front, is that we saw Shazam last week.
Right.
A movie that is meant for children.
Right.
And this movie, Hellboy, which is meant for adults.
Yes.
Is more cheesy. And it has a lot more graphic violence, but it's a lot more cheesy and, like, in my opinion, felt more childlike than Shazam did.
Because of some of the one-liners and things like that?
And because of just, like, the CGI was bad, the, like, just, like, the whole plot of the movie wasn't very good, it was silly.
My largest complaint about the film was the pacing.
The pacing is very, very bad.
Yeah, it was like I couldn't take a breath. It was just, and it was like, you know, action, adventure, ugh, shit's happening. And then it was just like, could y'all please, we need some quiet moments. We got to slow this down. Please, you know, I don't mind some slow parts. And to me, it was just like one rush to another. And that really bugged me throughout the film is the rush. So go. You were saying, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to piggyback off of what you were saying. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. But I also feel like it was very disjointed in the way that, like, there were so many little things that happened that, like, didn't really have to do with the main plot of the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I'm talking about, like, when he goes to the other secret society, the English secret society.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, oh, we're going to kill you because you're part of this thing.
Yes.
Well, that didn't really need to be in the movie. Because it didn't have any bearing on the rest of the story. It didn't reveal that information to us because we already knew it. Like, it was very weird. And then, because the whole thing was a plot to attack Hellboy, right?
Yes.
Why was there even trolls to begin with? Like,
I'm sorry, Tiff. The giant fight was one of the coolest things in the movie.
That was one of the stupidest things in the movie.
I'm going to disagree with you on that one. I enjoyed the shit out of the giant fight.
Oh, my God.
The giant fight was cool.
No, that was... you know what? No.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves.
We can't be friends anymore. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, the limbs come off of the woman, and I couldn't figure out who she was for the longest time. I was like, why?
Yeah, you look so damn familiar. Looks vaguely familiar to me.
So then after that, he's in Mexico, and this is very Hellboyish. I love the fight between him and the vampire and the bat and all that stuff. I thought it was cool. It's this kind of stuff I expect from a Hellboy, because it's not Hellboy has a lot of humor in it, you know, and he's such a regular guy, but he just looks like a creature. I mean, that's
right. So right. He's just your average man, but he looks like a demon.
And I think they got that right. And I really liked David's his performance in it. I dug his performance. I really did.
I actually did not.
Yeah.
Isn't that sad? This whole thing was very disappointing to me. But go on. So he's in Mexico and he fights this person as his friend. Ruiz is his friend.
Then he goes get the crap face drunk. And they come down and get him.
Because he kills his friend, you guys.
And I really like how we just like in around regular people. And people are, they don't ignore him. You know, they're like, whoa. But they just keep on going about their business. Like, it doesn't become like, oh my God, it's a devil over there. You know what I'm saying? I kind of like how he can blend but not blend. I think it's cool.
Right.
So they come get him. They go over and then they do have the scene. Yeah, I don't understand why they bothered having a, this is, I'm going to fix what you just said about the secret society, the other secret society. The plot to kill him wasn't necessary. I didn't mind him going over there to help. And because I thought the troll fight was cool. But they could have all just got slaughtered in a troll fight. And who cares that they wanted to kill him? They didn't have to be bothered with the killing part. Because I liked seeing shit get kicked and fly far away.
He kept I guess I can see you enjoying that.
He was just kept flying, and then he was like, he put work on them giants, man. He just cut them up. So anyway, so that happened, and then they go meet the new lady. What was her name? Alice Morgan. Yeah.
Yes.
So they pick her up, man, and you know she picked up Hellboy.
She found him and she took him back and healed him, and then. And then she's like, threatens to kill him. I'm like, why would you heal someone you're going to kill?
Well, yeah, because so we knew that was bullcrap.
Yeah, he rescued her as a baby.
Right.
But she looks like a child.
You mean her face?
Yes.
Oh, like a young, like she's like teen.
She looks like she's 15.
Oh, yeah, you know, keep saying black don't crack. We look young, Tiff, I'm just saying. So anyway, man, they come in and they just trash her apartment. I was thinking about you because I'm starting to get like you when people's houses get tore up in movies now.
So you're just like, I'm uncomfortable.
No, you got to stop tearing every goddamn thing up. I got to replace all this stuff. Nobody's going to fix all this stuff, you know.
That's how you know you're actually getting old, is that you, like, start to feel anxious during these movies. You're like, that whole apartment building is
tearing everything up. Stop, you know.
That couch is expensive.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I remember when I watched Bumblebee, and he was in the house, and he was just inadvertently messing up, and just the house was just toast. I was just sitting there like, oh, my God. It just, oh, the TV. Oh, God. Oh, we can't fix that, you know. So anyway, man, then that's when we meet our agent friend here who has an attitude of steel. What was his name, Tiff?
Agent Daimyo, Ben Daimyo.
Yeah, so he has scars across his face and they don't like each other. And so I thought that was okay. I didn't mind the characters.
Too. I didn't mind Ben so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of things about this movie make me feel like it's almost there.
Yeah, it was some missing pieces of the puzzle, but I'm going to tell you, I don't think it was really the performances of the actors and stuff. I thought they were fine.
I thought the script was bad, and I thought the direction was bad.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, and with the pacing, that's direction. I think the pacing really harmed it. I just think it was just so full throttle all the time, especially when you're dealing with, you know, a cult type of stuff. You really can slow it down.
Well, I also feel like, okay, and I talked about this, and this is more of an overarching thing, so I think we can talk about it now, where, like, there's the troll fight. There's the Baba Yaga fight. There's the whatever fight. They, like, things that don't really have anything to do with the main plot of the story.
You said the Baba Yaga. What the hell is that? I'm lost.
That's the thing that he fights that eats the children.
Yeah.
That happens next.
Yeah, that was Bebop, right, from Turtles.
And while we're – so around the same time, he goes to fight this Baba Yaga because he needs to know where the witch is because all her body parts have been recovered.
Right.
So – and they've sewed her back together, but she still needs to do some other stuff before she's completely whole. But here's the thing.
Yes.
And I just want to ask you about this.
Yes.
Wouldn't it have been better, a better paced movie, a better movie, if instead of us having this where like they're getting her body parts and shit kind of in the background, like that doesn't, we don't really see that. We see him get a one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it have been better if like they had found out that somebody was trying to resurrect this person, and so they were trying to stop them from getting the body parts, and every time they went to go get the body parts, they like had an exchange with like Baba Yaga because she was,
yeah,
you know.
I thought it was going to be like, that's like a G.I. Joe show. That's how G.I. Joe was. It was always Cobra and G.I. Joe trying to get all these pieces that were scattered across the globe. And I thought that's what it was going to be. And I agree. I think that might have been a better movie, you know?
Right. It just like, it just seemed like a disjointed, because like, this is, it seemed like two plots that were converging. Like, this is happening over here, and this is happening over here. And then we come to the end, you know,
well,
together.
The first couple of times when the little thing, the big pig, got the body parts, it was kind of like, ah, got it, you know. And then after that, I got this, I got almost all of it, all I need is a hand, you know. And it was like, damn, y'all, you know,
you really skipped over some shit.
Yes.
And like, I feel like she's the big bad, but they don't, okay, so like, and I feel like we're in this part of the movie where like, okay, so he fights Baba Yaga, but like, who cares?
With the big house with the legs and stuff like that.
Yeah, like, is that really necessary? But then, like, they find out that she's in Pendleton.
Yes.
But the witch.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So then they're like, okay.
And really, I could tell you why that was unnecessary, because eventually you would have known anyway. Y'all got there
right,
too late
exactly.
Anyway.
I just feel like they could have found that out some other way.
Yeah, you didn't have to do all that. But they're trying to show action, and I'm telling you, it's all to keep the movie revved up, going 100 miles per hour, which you needed to slow down on some spots. You got to do some acting sometimes, especially
when you
got. And
there has to be some, like, you know, like, I want to like these characters more, and I just feel like I didn't really get to know them or like them or care about them.
I did like Hellboy big time, and
I did not like him in this movie.
And I did like his dad, especially when the flashback was kind of long, but they were introducing the Thomas Hayden Church character, Lobster Johnson. And I'm not that familiar with that character. I don't know if that's a movie character or a character from the comic
books. There's a comic book about him.
Okay, and so it was like, okay, he's like some Nazi killing Captain America or something like that from World War II.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, okay, that's fine. So they're going to do something later on in the movie, but no, they're not going to do nothing.
They don't. It's just so weird.
What, they do an extra scene at the end?
Oh, I didn't fucking watch that. I was out of there as soon as this movie, I couldn't wait for this movie to be over.
Yeah, he was in a graveyard. Mourning his dad, and then he shows up. We got work to do. Blah 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 blah. But he was a ghost.
He was okay.
Dead, and he didn't know he was a ghost. He thought he was hallucinating and stuff. So anyway, man.
Well, yeah. So at this point, it's too late to stop. Like, she gets the blood from the tree and whatever, but then they go. She attacks Alice.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
Because
she throws like a little thorn at her.
That was like the little. That was his. His Achilles heel. You can't beat him. There's nothing you
right.
can do to kill him. The only thing you can do is go after the things he cares about. You killed a dad. That was a mistake. Now you didn't turn into Rocky. Now you got a superhero origin story. He's going to come get you. And they spiked Alice. They cured her. Then we find out.
He goes to go see the Merlin. They find out. Yeah.
Yeah. So they cured. And that was kind of a little too quick how they killed her. So cured her so fast. And then she was back on her feet. And then the other guy turns out to be some kind of.
This was
creature.
So stupid.
Okay, I'm agree with you 100%. And it didn't look good either. You know?
It didn't look good. He's like a were-panther, a were-jaguar.
Were-jaguar.
Some shit. And it's weird because, like, I guess what turns him into the were-jaguar is that he's angry or, like, he gets attacked.
Emotional, yeah.
Yeah, so he uses the serum to keep him from turning into this were-jaguar. And I was just like, oh my god. We also didn't really need a backstory for that because he has the scars on his face. We could have just, once he turned into the we're like, oh.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, they did do the little predator scenes and stuff. You
yes!
Know?
Predator! Yeah. I was like, you've seen stealing motherfuckers.
So yeah, they did the predator thing, and then the next thing you know, he's fighting, you know, we're in a church, and he's fighting the pig monster who you knew was going to get the shaft. And I'm going
to
tell you something about the pig monster getting the shaft. It wasn't smart, but a bad guy. It was unnecessary. I mean, he was loyal. The dude did everything
right.
He wanted. I wouldn't turn on that. I don't even care. I don't care if he got pumped up a little bit. Give him what he want, man. You know, you wouldn't even be here, but you're the evil villain. I just think it's a plot device that they should just throw away. The evil villain turning on all their minions, you know what I'm saying? It's like, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, because he's very capable. Very, very capable. I would have never turned on him. Anyway, so they have this fight, and I'm a little uninterested in this fight at this time, Tiff. I'm just being honest.
By the time I got to this fight, I was like, I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a good fight.
Yeah, because they was just scurrying around the church.
Well, and I want to say, like, they fight the pig, and that's the biggest battle you're going to see, you guys.
Well, actually, I think the big bad was actually not the lady. It ended up being Hellboy himself. And when
I can see that.
Yeah, he grabbed a sword and...
He looked really cool when he came out with the sword and the big horns and the crown.
He looked cool, and all the shit that was happening to London was cool. All those big things coming from hell.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were killing people by the dozens.
It was gratuitous.
Man, it was gratuitous violence.
I am not, as Montego well knows, I am not afraid of seeing violence. I'm not opposed to it. And I'm not really even opposed to gratuitous violence, if it makes sense. But I feel like this was almost like, it's too much violence.
Boy, y'all know me. I don't like that shit. And the creature had the big stilt legs and was like scooping people up on the legs as he was stomping on them. And, you know, all the landmarks were getting destroyed. And so, you know when they're destroying landmarks, nobody has a chance.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, when they did the bridge, I was like, see, again, I just felt anxious. I was like, that bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't never going to rebuild that bridge.
That's good. Oh, shit. But, I mean, the people didn't have a chance, man. It was just crazy. And then when he got talked into, like, you know, by his dad, which was very nasty, the little throwing up gut stuff and doo-doo.
That was really gross.
So disgusting. It's like a big, large intestines, you know. It's just disgusting. And I would never kiss her. Anyway, dad had the conversation, and he ended up, you know, talking him down, and then everything just went back to where it was. But I was sitting there thinking, like, all those people are dead.
Nothing really. Like, there are a lot of people really, and they were like, ha ha ha, we did it. And I'm like, a fucking ton of people died.
Yeah, you just killed probably a million people in this city, you know, in a matter of 10 minutes, you know. So, after that, they had the after credit scenes. And like I said, the pacing was bothering me the whole time I was there. And I would agree with you. The story was a little here and there. Yeah, there were many problems. I would probably enjoy myself more with this at home, when you can just, like, not pay attention to some things, you know, and just be like, oh, whatever.
When you're not trapped in. Okay. So you were wondering how well this was doing.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, you guys, they do a little 6 months later thing where they're a team and they find Abe Sapien.
I forgot about that. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Which Mike said was the funnest part of the whole movie, and it was the end.
Yeah, because I was looking for him the whole movie, you know.
So you're wondering how this went. So I would like to tell you two things about how I believe this movie is doing. One, we went to the movies on Friday night to see this.
Uh-huh.
We were the only ones there.
It came out last week.
Doesn't matter.
You're right. Somebody should be there, but go ahead.
It cost $50 million to make. How much money do you think it's made so far?
Dirt cheap. I'll say 34.
$27 million.
I was just going low because I knew you was heading
tanking,
that direction.
Tanking.
That's internationally, or that's just... Wow.
That's just what I see on Wikipedia, which is... I'm not sure how often they update.
I would expect this movie to cost a lot more than $50 million. Wow. Well, it'll make its money back before it's over with, I'm sure.
Maybe.
But it won't be a hit. They won't get a sequel out of this.
They won't, no. They want it. You could tell they were gunning for it.
Oh, yeah.
But no, it's not going to happen. Yeah. I am very sorry.
Your boy Harborough, he's another one. He's not a shutter downer, but he's just not a leading man. He's a character actor. I'm sorry. He just is. He's good to have there on a team.
Yeah, he's a team player.
Yeah, he's a team mate. So, I don't know, Tiff. There's nothing to say. It's not getting a sequel, not with that kind of cash.
No.
Nope. Nobody has faith in anything like that.
Not with where Jaguar's running around.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
The where Jaguar. Wow. 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 I'm like, oh,
so
shit.
Fucking dumb. Oh,
Jesus. I was like, oh, no. What is that? Why does it look like that?
What is that?
Why does it look like it should be on the Sci-Fi Channel, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, worse than on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Right. Hey, you want to? Oh, you don't like stuff like that. Never mind. I'll say that for what you're watching. I've been watching something that's been kind of semi cool, but I'll save it for what you're watching.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Anyway, man, we came here to do the damn thing. We got it done. And, man, I think we should, it feels like to me, we should be hyping next week up more. It's like a national holiday for podcasts, you know? All our friends who haven't been listening to us, they're going to come back and pull up the chairs and tune in because they're going to want to talk about the show with us, you know?
Yeah.
Man.
Because.
It's the big daddy. It's too soon.
Yeah, but we're not going to be doing it, though.
Well, not next week. We got to figure out something else to do.
I know.
Yeah, to be announced, man. Maybe we'll.
To be decided.
Maybe we'll do some adventure stuff that we never did on a show before we got together, you know?
Cause, oh, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, last year.
We have Avengers style show.
Right, right. Last year we did. What did we do? We did Iron Man, right? Because we went with the beginning, you know?
Right.
And that was cool, you know? That show got a lot of good ratings and stuff. And so maybe we'll do something like that. We'll pick something that we feel was pivotal. that we hadn't touched in the past. You know what I'm saying? So we'll take a look and we're going to let you guys know. You know, it is going to be fun regardless. And we should have maybe all three back. And if not, maybe we'll get a replacement. Because I want to play some games, Tiff. You know.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, so that's going to do it. Go grab your Dead Man Logan comic books. Come back next week with your Dead Man Logan. We're not doing what you call it. So we can do the hype train to Avengers next week. You know?
Yeah.
There we go. And get it going. And I think that's going to do it, man. You know?
All right.
So, you got anything else?
No, thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. Oh, I did want to do another shout-out. I meant to do this earlier. But my phone is not recognizing my face. I hate this silly thing. Never mind. I'll do it next week. Anyway. So, I'm the host of Fans of Patrol. My name is Montego Bradley. With me is the sensitive one herself, always by my side, Miss Tifflebot.
Oh, thank you. As always, it's been a pleasure, as always.
Yeah, I kind of messed up the cue. And
yeah, I fucked up, you guys. Welcome to the backside of all the terrible things we do.
Right, right, right. Next week, hopefully we'll have smooth. We might not, because I know he out of town this week, so who knows. Yeah. That means he's off, which means he's going to work, so he ain't going to be here. So anyway, with that, we'll say goodbye, and until next week, we will be
on patrol.